Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Here, Bird Show.
Okay, so I watched that game on Saturday. Oh, I was watching.
I'm sure you were.
I was there watching. And my stomach hurt afterwards. Like, during the game, I was tense and all.
Mm-hmm.
But after the game, I couldn't eat. I literally could not eat because I was sick of, like, all the intensity for an hour and a half.
Seriously,
I swear to you. Now, I'm a casual fan. Brock here, and just let me, as a side note here, tell you that producer Tracy said this is going to be kind of an awkward call.
Okay.
Because Brock is from Marietta, but he's in Qatar right now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a two-second delay from when we speak and when he speaks, so it may be a little awkward here. But as I was sitting there watching the game, I'm thinking, man, how intense would it be to be an American sitting there watching your own team playing against England on the world's biggest stage, man? And Brock was there. Hey, Brock.
Hey, how's it going?
Going well. How are you today?
Pretty tired, a little hoarse, but generally in pretty good spirits after the match.
Tell us tell these guys about Sam's Army, because most people don't know what that is. But, I mean, years ago, there was nobody that was following the USA soccer team. Sam's Army has sort of changed that whole thing.
Absolutely. What happened was during the 94 World Cup, when it was in America, American fans were going to the games and watching the team that we were playing being supported in our own country, and our guys not getting the support they needed. So we said, we've got to organize, and thank goodness for the internet, because that made it a heck of a lot easier. Came on just the right time.
So when you say organized, do you guys like have organized chants like they do in Europe and South America and all that also?
We do. You know, a lot of them are pretty basic. USA, USA, and variations on that work pretty well. Against England, I'm sure you couldn't hear it over the vuvuzelas, but there were a few chants about dental hygiene directed toward the English fans, and a couple some unrepeatable ones about John Terry. But
John Terry's passer, if you don't know, he was sleeping with one of his teammates, I think his wife.
Oh, that's right.
So they stripped him of his captainship, so that was a pretty
yes.
easy target
oh, okay.
right there.
I want to know about these Zuzuzelas. Is that what they're called? I want to know the loudness and intensity, because when we watch it on TV, it seems loud, but probably not as loud as you hear it there, right?
Actually, it was a little different. With the tens of thousands of U.S. fans and the tens of thousands of English fans at our match, there wasn't a lot of room for neutrals who were just blowing their horn crazy head off for no reason. So it was actually bearable for our match. But I can see other matches will not be like that.
How are they treated as a soccer fan, an American soccer fan? How are you being treated? Are you being taken seriously? Does anybody really think this team is going to win?
It's still the good days where we're still a bit of a curiosity. once they talk with us, once they chat with us, they know we know our stuff. We know our team. We love our team, and we're there to support them. And the U.S. I mean, that's on the fan side. On the team side, hey, last year we beat Spain. We almost beat Brazil. England couldn't beat us. We almost beat Germany in 2002. I mean, there aren't any major powers out there that we haven't beat.
I want to know who you've
seen.
They
know to take us seriously.
I want to know who you've seen who've had the most passionate fans, the people that are running a rabbit over South Africa. There we go.
Yeah. Boy, that's tough to say. The home, anytime you're at a match with the home team, whether it's South Africa now or Germany before or South Korea, the entire country is just so, they just get so wound up, so happy, so excited that, I mean, that's the ultimate, because you can try to say something, but you'll never hear yourself because they're just screaming, cheering, singing, whatever. So it's always going to be the home fans who fill the stadium.
Give us kind of paint a picture for us of what it was like in that stadium on Saturday.
Oh, it was great. I mean, it was a nighttime game, which I love. So it's a dark sky above, and you can just see all. You look to the left, you look to the right. Everybody is standing, cheering, waving flags. You know, screaming, urging the team on to hopefully to victory. And it's really something to take in. I guess it'd be like being at the Super Bowl or being at a Georgia Bulldogs or Georgia Tech bowl game, except that in addition to the game, there's just national pride on the line, and you want the U.S. to do well. Kind of like tossing the Olympics a little bit too.
There is something different when it's country against country, man. I mean, it does raise the stakes, you know. Mm-hmm. It really does. Well, Brock, thanks a lot for your time, man. Now, are you going back to South Africa for the rest of the games, or are you done?
Oh, I fly back out another 10-hour flight on this Thursday.
Wow.
Oh, really? Okay, so you'll be...
I was just going to say, I had to come back to work.
Okay, and he's building a runway in Qatar right now. So on Thursday, he'll go back down to South Africa, watch the game, and then next week there's one more game against Algeria where he'll do the same thing.
Wow. This is so cool.
Good for you.
Yeah, man. Hey, Brock, is there anything you want to say to folks back home?
I'd just like to say thanks to all my buddies and their kids who play soccer at Metro North for NASA over in East Cobb. We've had some great times, and our sons all played together over there. And I know they've been getting up early and going to Meehan's Pub at Sandy Spring and watching the game and cheering from that side of the ocean.
All right, man. Have a good time on Thursday. Bye-bye.
Will do. Thanks a lot. Bye.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.